Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. You know, sometimes life with chronic illness can be overwhelming, and it's not always because of your disease. It's often all the appointments, including doctors, allied health professionals. You might have equipment trials happening. You might be dealing with government departments, just routine tests and procedures, a whole range of things. It can become a full-time job. Your body actually becomes your business. It becomes your place of work. And you can quickly feel as if you were losing all sense of an illness-work-life balance. In fact, you wake up one day and you realize you no longer have a life, and each day's agenda is being determined by anyone and everyone, but definitely not by you. This was my epiphany when I woke up a couple of days ago. I had a list of upcoming events, life-changing events even, and they were all running through my mind. Most of them were medical-related, and even the ones that could be considered normal life decisions were being fueled by my medical situation. So I sat in my favourite wing chair at 6 a.m. and I was looking out onto the garden as the sun rose. I was sipping my morning cup of tea, and I realised I had allowed myself to become a full-time patient. I knew I should have known better, but it had happened. I had a team of caring people, including doctors, nurses, care agencies, allied health professionals, all trying to fix the unfixable. And all it was doing was making me so busy that I was being pushed from pillar to post to try this, try that. And as I sat there, sipping that cup of tea, I just thought, you know what? So many of these things are just not sitting right with me. Some were perfect, and I knew that I needed to pursue them. But most were just not right. Not for now, anyway. Not if I had any hope of reclaiming some semblance of a life. So I knew, just even more than new, I had this overwhelming feeling that something had to change. And I knew that there was a person that I could download to who would hear me and honestly tell me if I was being sensible or stupid in the approach that I was about to take. And that was my occupational therapist. She's absolutely amazing. She's managed to have every equipment request approved and has always understood the seriousness of my health. And quite often before I have, she's encouraged my writing and all the other patient advocate work that I do. She's always been on the end of an email or a phone call whenever I needed her. So it made perfect sense to shoot her an email. I'd been speaking to her the day before about a whole range of life-changing possibilities, I guess, and I needed to give her an update of how I had digested that information. But as I began typing it, I actually realized that this was more in an email, more than just an email, and it was certainly really more than just writing to my OT. It was an outpouring of my innermost thoughts and feelings, and yeah, just so therapeutic in so many ways. But it was a letter. It was a letter, a to whom it may concern letter. And it was also perhaps a dear diary journal entry. It was, more importantly than anything, my line in the sand moment. My something must and will change moment. So I want to share it with you. My to whom it may concern letter. Hi, sorry, this is a long email, so please don't rush to read it. I've been thinking a lot of things overnight in relation to my overall health, my housing, bedding, finances, upcoming specialist appointments, and Peter's health and needs, as we both deal with him being in his 80s and the changes that alone is bringing to our lives. You're right. We have a lot going on, too much if I'm honest, and I need to strictly prioritize and go at a pace that allows time for me to relax and recover from each event. I'm only 5 months post my major abdominal surgery, so there's lots of recovery still required, let alone anything else. So this is what I've decided not to do. 1. I'm cancelling the nerve blocks until I've seen my pain management specialist in October. I really feel that we need to be blocking L5-S1, not L5, L4, L4, L5. And I don't want to go through the effort and recovery required from the block when I'm 90% certain it's not going to work. Plus, lying on my stomach and having the pressure of the needle being pushed into the spine just seems too early when my abdomen is still trying to heal. Pain management specialists are experts in blocks and can do them for me, usually in hospital, which might be safer under the circumstances. So I'll keep you posted. 2. I've decided I don't want to have an electric bed with a companion bed for Peter or sleep in single beds. From a life and well-being perspective, I'm going to stay sleeping in the same bed as Peter until I die or end up in a nursing home. Sometimes life and love are more important, and to be honest, I'm going to be uncomfortable no matter what I sleep on. Our current bed is so easy to make and Peter can regularly turn the mattress. I've often found that the disability options make the patient more disabled, and for me, rails at the side of the bed stop me from being independent when it comes to making my bed and even moving. The only thing I would be interested in is a topper for existing mattress to help with bone pressure, or perhaps a new suitable queen-size mattress if NDIS would fully fund it. 3. Carers are great, really great, but it's also exhausting having people in your home all the time. So for as long as I can, I'm going to use carers minimally. What I am going to do. 1. Attend important specialist appointments. The list is long. Ophthalmologist, pain management specialist, rheumatologist, gastroenterologist, orthopedic surgeon, GP, endocrinologist, metabolic testing to check how my body is metabolizing medication, optometrist, podiatrist, registered nurse, dentist, hematologist. 2. My major health focus and my specialist concerns, aside from pain management, are my liver, as it's so close to becoming fibrotic. Bowel function, my prednisone dosage, my eyes and possibility of glaucoma, and my low-grade blood cancer lymphoma diagnosis. 3. My life well-being focus. My support forum, my blog, my podcast, volunteering online for Arthritis Queensland, and particularly the support forum for parents with children who have a juvenile idiopathic arthritis. Spending quality time with Peter and trying to get out a little more for car drives and picnics, etc. And having friends over for coffee and tea. Well, that's been therapeutic, writing it all down and seeing why I feel a little overloaded. You've done well if you've read this far. Anyway, I hope the above makes sense and gives you perhaps a better insight as to where my thoughts and priorities are at the moment and why I need to draw a bit of a line in the sand. Thanks again for your amazing support. I'm so glad to have you on my team. Take care, Sam. So that was my letter, and it was so therapeutic. I have never felt so unburdened. It took such a weight off my shoulders and gave me such a sense of peace. But you know what? The icing on the cake was the response I received within minutes from my occupational therapist. Not only did she immediately read my long email, but she immediately phoned me to say she completely agreed with my thought process and she appreciated how clearly I had expressed my thoughts and my decisions. She also let me know that we can have a normal, medically helpful queen-size mattress funded and we can have free trials of a couple of different types to make the best decision. And we can have those trials at home. In fact, she'd already started to organize them and next week we'll be having a couple of mattresses in our home that we can sleep on and determine which is going to be the best and they'll be mapped to my needs. So I decided to share this letter on the podcast and through my blog because I know that many of you feel overwhelmed by your situation and I know that you often feel pressured by the medical profession to perhaps agree to plans that you're not completely sure are right for you. And I'm not saying that the medical profession put undue pressure on us. They educate us. They let us know our options. But because we see them as being the experts, we often feel that we should say yes and go along with it. But you know what? You don't have to agree to everything. They're giving us the information so that we can make informed decisions. You can question. You can ask for time to think about your circumstances. You can say thank you, but no thank you. You can take control of your life. I know that some of my decisions are going to result in me continuing to live with a high level of pain. But I also know that it's highly unlikely the options that were put before me in the hope of reducing pain are likely to work. I've tried so many of them already, and so my thought process is based on my patient-lived experience. So after numerous phone calls to cancel some appointments and replace them with essential and helpful appointments, I honestly could feel my stress levels reducing. And surprise, surprise, I could also cope with my pain levels in a calmer way. I'm really looking forward to reclaiming my life a little and getting the balance back between managing my health and having time to enjoy well-being activities with my husband and friend. You know, if nothing else, please take some time to reevaluate your priorities and your medical pressure points. If you need to make some changes, don't be afraid to make them because you might be surprised too at how much better it will make you feel. I really hope that some of what I've shared has resonated with you and I really hope that it encourages you to take a little control over your life and in a sensible way, think it all through, touch base with someone that you trust, run past them your ideas, and then just put in place the things that are right for you that will make a difference and that will ensure that while you do have a chronic illness, you're not a full-time patient, that you are more than that and that you can reclaim something of your life again and ensure that there are activities that are so much about well-being and so much about adding a sense of joy and taking stress out of your life. So please take care, everybody, and I look forward to the next episode of Medical Musings with Sam, where I chat with you again about something on my mind or something that one of you have triggered me to talk about or write about. So thank you so much for all your comments. I've had, particularly in relation to this topic in my blog, so many comments and phone calls and people reaching out saying that it really resonated with them and it's they really were grateful for me sharing, I guess, my innermost thoughts on this. So for those of you that are listening to this today, I hope that's something of the sense that you get too and that it does help you as well. And if you do want to chat further, please, there's place in the comments on the podcast apps to do that, or you can contact me via direct message or you can email me at medicalmusings@bigpond.com and I would be more than happy to chat with you as well. So please don't hesitate to reach out to ask questions, to comment, or yeah, just to tell me your story. I love to hear other people's stories as well. So lots of love, everybody. Talk to you really soon. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate it so much. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone, something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.